Your workout of the day is reclaimed vintage. We have 4 or 5 minutes shoulder mobility, followed by for 5 minutes overhead squats, sets of five with a 5 second pause on the fifth rep. Then we go into 5 minutes of ankle mobility, into 5 minutes of overhead squatting again, this time sets of three with a 3 second pause on the third rep. Then we've got our last set of mobility on the hips, and then we're going to do overhead squats for 10 minutes, sets of two with no pauses, and our score is our heaviest double.
Lots going on here today. Well, there's overhead squat and mobility.
That's
yeah, but it's written, whenever you read it, there's a lot here. This combination's a bit different. It's interesting. So we go mobility, do the thing, mobility, do the thing. But it's like structured into the workout rather than as like a suggestion for the coach beforehand. Why are we working this way today, and what's the benefit behind it?
Yeah, so overhead squat, we all know it's one of those movements that if we can do it, if we're getting it better, it suggests loads of things get better. If my overhead squat's good, I'm probably better 2,000 other things.
Yeah.
So we really want this movement to be progressing slowly. It's a counterintuitive thing for us, because when we get better with our cardio, we feel very intuitively like something's definitely improving in my body.
Yeah.
The exertion helps us feel it. With the overhead squat, it feels like annoying, frustrating, and you're like, why do I need to overhead squat?
Yeah.
And there's a bit of blind faith here. We have to just kind of trust the coaches that we know that this has so much benefit beyond just the overhead squat itself. Yeah. Because you can see that we're really reclaiming shoulder function that can kind of get lost over time. We're reclaiming ankle function that gets lost over time, and hip function, kind of the big three things that we use for athleticism and our longevity and health in the long term. So we're doing an awful lot of work. This is like an investment in our athleticism now and our future health as well. Things like snatch will get way better as a result of this session as well. But even things like push press, push jerks, even air squats, all just take a big leap forward. So we're making, we're just taking a day to say, can we improve our mechanics, but also our strength? And you see that towards the end, we've got these 10 minutes where we should have good access to the movement at that point. Mm-hmm. We should have built some weight, and we got a chance to put some weight on the bar and lift something heavy with it. So there is definitely, it's kind of like a heavy day in disguise by the end of it. So there's, it's all, like you said, it's all in towards one thing, but there's so much going on. There's so much benefit to all the sections.
There's something you said there, like towards the end of it, it's disguised as a heavy day. Throughout the sections, we go from five with a big pause, three to a big with a smaller pause, and then two with a smaller pause again. Are we increasing the weight as we go throughout this today, or is it kind of very similar the whole way until the end, and then we start piling on the weight once we've brought everything together?
Yeah, so those reducing reps and reducing pause are facilitate heavier weight. So we'd like those first sets of five will probably be empty bar and maybe a little bit of weight.
I don't know if I'd want to do more than five with a 5 second pause with anything more anyway.
Exactly. And I think as we get more mobile, you'll feel better with the extra bit of weight. Those threes is a chance to add some to get into something moderate. And then when you go into those doubles at the end, there's no pause at all either, and you got a bit more time to just load it up and to get into some of the heavy stuff. So that's kind of way the weight should progress. You can see that the joints as well, we've structured in a way that the shoulder is probably the biggest limiter for people in the overhead squat. So that should unlock a lot of range of motion for a lot of people right off the bat. But then as you go down to the ankle, that gives us a more upright squatting position, which takes more stress off the shoulder. So that should give us even more freedom of movement. The last piece of mobility is the hip, which is kind of the cherry on top. It's like, can we get deeper and deeper into position? Because the normal obstacles have been cleared. So I hope by the end of this, I'm looking at going, I really look forward to this, because my overhead squat always feels terrible right at the start of the session. I think by the end, you should feel like, okay, I really want to get into this, and hopefully get some weight on the bar.